This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There was a television program some years ago that presented three people, all of whom claimed to be the same person. After many questions, the host would ask, "Would the real Mr. or Mrs. Person please stand up?" All would feign as though they were the real person, and then finally, the real person would stand. Based on the study we have been doing in 1 Thessalonians 1, if you were asked the question, "Would the real Christian please stand?" would you stand up? Would you need to stand up, or would your identity be obvious? The believers in Thessalonica were not perfect. They didn't know all the answers, but their experience had the ring of authenticity to it that caused a buzz wherever they went. Paul says in verse 8, "The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it." No wonder Paul wrote in verse 2, "We always thank God for all of you." The message of the resurrected Christ, who rescues us from our sad state as well as from the coming wrath, has the power to so transform our lives, others will know it has to be the result of God's activity. Is this happening in your life? Take a reality check. If it isn't, go back and review what we discovered about God's part. Also review the message and the messenger that you've been exposed to. Then examine your response. Humbly bow and ask God to make the Christian experience real in your life. Jesus said, "Ask, and you will receive." If these programs have been a benefit to you and you'd like to receive a podcast of the programs, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.